to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back to the now second hour of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And I am your host, Marcos Mercado, with our special guest, social media guru Lamar Tyler. Again, we welcome you. We thank you so much for being here on our show this morning. And we're talking about beyond social media, what's appropriate or inappropriate to post on social media sites. And so what we want to do, if you've not done this already, we want to invite you to go to our favorite social media site, which is Facebook. We are able to stay connected throughout the week, post many things about our events and questions and comments about marriage and relationships. So go to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Facebook.com. Hit the like button if you have not done that already. And I'm just going to read a few posts that some of you, I mean, literally when we posted this question a few days ago, hundreds of you responded. And so one of them just posted, Laverne Cheeseboro said, "Your most personal intimate is not for social media. My husband is not a part of the social media world and prefers not to be. So I'm very limited with what I share. And people look forward to hearing things about your marriage, especially negative things. Total no-no." Marie Davis Adams says, "I totally agree with what she is saying. Question, what if you are dealing with someone that is going through and telling you stuff that is confident? Then your spouse goes check your inbox or your voicemail. How do you deal with that? Is that okay or what? How do you handle that?" All right, Marie, if you've listened, we've been talking about this. Don't get into conversations that you don't want your husband to be a part of. If you need to and there's something intimate that someone wants to share, make sure your husband knows it as well. My wife and I, we're very transparent, and that has helped us to continue to have that bond of trust. You know, the Bible says as long as it depends on you, make sure you live in peace with all men, and especially that should be your husband. All right, so we're going to go back here to look at some others we posted on Wednesday, actually. We said, should couples post arguments in private matters on social media sites? And, of course, many of you are saying no, no way. Arguments no, maturity rules. And that was by Nobuama Millie. Alicia says, nope, because problems on and off the screen. That causes problems on and off the screen. Donna Samuel said, no, thank God my hubby does not have a page. Kia Max says, absolutely not. And here we're going to look for some more because there's so many there. It says, Gabriella says, no way, never. Kia Benjamin says, absolutely not. And Marcella says, no, we've done that and it didn't turn out nice. It caused more hurt and resentment about the initial issue. And so, again, there are many, many comments there. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, Marriage Beyond the Vows, and click the like button. Get in on the conversation. Now, Lamar, I know you have a social media page as well, and I believe you have an impressive amount of followers. I think close to 200,000 followers because you share so many things about black marriages, positive images about marriage and family. So tell us a little bit more about what you do and how that kind of developed through social media. Hello, Lamar? Okay, maybe we lost him for a minute. We'll see if we get him back. We're going to go ahead and go to a phone call here. We have an anonymous caller from Charlotte, North Carolina, that said that some family members posted some stuff about domestic abuse through on a social media site. So, caller, you're live in the air with Praise.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to ask you, if you've not done so already, I'm sure our producer mentioned this, make sure your radio is completely turned off so that we don't get any feedback. Okay. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Okay. We're just getting some feedback from you, so we want to make sure your radio is completely turned off.
It is.
Okay. All right. Well, what is your comment or question for us this morning?
Okay, my comment is I have a sister that died of a domestic violence 20 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, this kind of hard for me. And my niece is going through the same thing. Well, actually, I don't know. Well, she's going through domestic violence, going through abuse.
Okay.
And she posted this on Facebook.
What did she post on Facebook?
She, you know, the situations that happened, like what he's doing and what he's done.
Wow. So
okay, like Okay, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, so what are your thoughts about that? I mean, that's a very private matter, but also in some ways it's something you want to make public, right? You don't want to hide the fact that you are going through domestic abuse. You want to expose that, but is social media the way to do that? I mean, perhaps she should have called and gotten some help or maybe talked to family members.
Okay, so when she posts on Facebook, but she's so private, she don't want nobody to know.
Wow.
And when you comment on it, it's like you're adding fuel to the fire.
Because then the husband will find out, right? He'll get upset.
Not a husband, a boyfriend. She's
okay.
Very young.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. And so if you comment on it, it's like, well, why are you posting it on Facebook? If you don't want people to comment on it, then don't post it on Facebook, because she befriended me, and I'm about to cross the street to her.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's an interesting point there, and I think, you know, it does cause more problems than good, especially you say she's very young, she's going through a situation. I think you have a lot of good advice for her. We want to encourage you to do something that a previous caller did. Instead of posting something back online, she went ahead and spoke with her and gave her some wise and godly counsel. And it sounds like that's what your niece needs from you, is some wisdom, some discernment, and really help her to see the big picture. Like, look, 20 years ago, it cost a death of one of your loved relatives. Domestic violence is very dangerous. She needs to go ahead and get help.
She's so in denial to where I don't comment on Facebook. I comment to her.
That's excellent. Excellent. All right, well, we just want to say thank you so much for bringing that up, that it's a valid point. And, you know, many people, maybe that's just as easy as an outlet. You know, they just get online and post what they're going on without thinking about the consequences, especially if they're in a situation of domestic abuse. That you post that online, it can add more fuel to the fire. So we encourage what you're doing. Speak to the person directly. Have conversations.
Right.
Do talk about it, but do not make it public. All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the fact that you did befriend me, because that's the last I need to know.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, caller.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now, Lamar, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought we lost you for a minute, because I was sharing about our Facebook page, and then I wanted you to share a little bit about what you do and what you've done throughout the years, you and your wife, Ronnie, throughout the years, just sharing some black marriage positive images. I mean, you're saying, because there's so much negativity out there. I don't even think it's just, would say, black or Latino minorities in general, but I think more so that's the case, right? A lot of times when you see happy couples and everything, it seems like, all right, well, other races have it together. Our races, a lot of time, you know, we see things that are just real negative. Even what people say about marriage, you said that earlier, listen, you know, you're getting married, that's a bad thing, you know, you're losing your freedom, that kind of stuff. So share a little bit of where people can find you. What's the website?
Sure, the website again is blackandmarriedwithkids.com. It's the word and, it's spelled out A-N-D. So blackandmarriedwithkids.com. From there, you can find us, access to our Twitter, you know, which is just at Black and Married. You can find our Facebook page, which is named after our first film, Happily Ever After, A Positive Image of Black Marriage. And on Facebook, we post stories, we post articles from our website. We run probably on average about 6 different articles or videos every day, just promoting positive images of marriage and parenting in the African-American community. But still, like 90% of what we post, if you're not black, you still can gain increase from reading it. You know, you still can get great information that you can apply to your marriage. But about that last 10% is our cultural issues that tie directly with the African-American community.
So I'll be able to relate to this site. Lamar, I can go as a Latino man. I can connect.
Exactly. You know, we have Caucasian couples that'll write in and say, "I'm looking at your site. I don't know if that's okay." We tell them, "Yeah, it is."
I don't want to intrude, but listen, I'm black Tino. You know, I'm black and Latino. You know, so it's fine. It's fine. I can relate. But let me just say this, Lamar. I think what you're doing is really positive. Is really powerful.
Thank you.
But we were talking earlier about some absolute no-nos with social media, and you've mentioned a few. Any last words? I know we're about to take another break, and we're going to say goodbye to you. We're going to introduce our next guest, but we want to get some of that wisdom from you. You've learned throughout the years of things that couples have done. Of course, there's some positive things. I tell you, if you want to encourage your spouse, tell it to the world. You want to talk about how great of a husband you have, how awesome your wife is, go ahead and post that online. Let the world know. But then there are some things when you're going through an argument, a disagreement, a struggle in your marriage, even a change of status. You know, you're separated. You might not want to put that out there. So what are some other major no-nos that you would advise our listening audience never to post?
Like I said, just anything around arguments, anything of personal nature that can be used against you at a later time. Because like I said, friends and sometimes even family, you'd be surprised, but they may not want what's best for your marriage. Mm. If you're going through different issues, I always say don't let outside people that can't help you see cracks in the foundation, because sometimes people like to exploit those actual cracks. And like I said, I just, with my wife Ronnie and I, our hard, fast rule is don't do anything online that you wouldn't feel comfortable doing offline. So before you hit that send button, before you send out that tweet, if it's not something you would say or do in front of your spouse, if they were sitting there right in front of you and they saw what you were doing, don't do it online because it's not appropriate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then a few moments ago, we were talking about what happens if, you know, your spouse doesn't want to share those, you know, passwords or access to your actual account. You have shared a little bit about an article that was written on your website by one of your staff writers. I think it meant like my spouse is not my Facebook friend.
Yeah.
Because it was causing problems in their relationship. So really quickly, because we have about 30 seconds here, what would you advise couples should or should not, or should they not have access to each other's social media site pages?
You know, I think you do whatever is best for your marriage. Like I said, just I reiterate what I said before, social media is not that important. If it's causing an issue, try to get to the root cause of what that issue is, because a lot of times it's not Facebook and it's not Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know anything about your marriage. So
and he could care less.
Root of that issue is, if you need help, go out and get it. And for the people who are loving your spouses and you're happily married, we do need you to show and promote that on Facebook, on Twitter. We run into so many couples who say, singles who say, I don't want to get married because I don't know anyone that's happily married. Well, most likely they know people, but those people aren't saying anything. But the people who are not happy, who do they tell? They tell everyone, whether you want to hear it or not, whether they
Absolutely.
Know you or not.
Absolutely.
So we need the happy couples to start promoting that they're happy so that we can try to change this cultural phenomenon around.
All right. Well, Lamar, thank you once again. Really, from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate that relationship that we have here and what you do for many positive marriages. Once again, this was Lamar Tyler with BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com. Check out the page. Check out the films. Really great stuff. Again, Lamar, thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to take one last break here before we come back. And when we come back, we will have George James, a licensed marriage and family therapist here, giving us some great advice about social media and relationships. So don't touch that dial.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back. This is our final segment of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Here on Praise Your Inspiration Station, I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're talking about beyond social media, what's appropriate or inappropriate to post on social media sites. If you're just tuning in, once again, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we are in our final segment. So if you've not done so already and you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call at 855-454-5905, 855-454-5905. 5905. Once again, this is Marcos Mercado, and we're talking about beyond social media, what's appropriate or inappropriate to post on social media sites. And with us, we have another special guest, George James, who is a licensed family and marriage therapist, and he has some great advice, some great input to share with all of us of things you should do or should not do on social media sites. Good morning, George. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I believe you're calling us from beautiful Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I am. I'm calling from Hawaii.
All right.
I'm wearing a corner trying not to wake up my kids.
All right. Well, definitely don't do that. Don't wake up your kids. But I don't even know the time that it's out there. But thank you so much for getting in on the conversation with us. We always appreciate your advice and your great input. So here we are. We're talking about some things that may be inappropriate to post online, social media sites such as Facebook. Even now, there are many social medias that now you post pictures. So there are inappropriate pictures that perhaps should not be posted online, especially if you are married.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of people, a lot of couples get themselves in trouble around social media. And there should be some do's and don'ts that they think about ahead of time before they make that move or click that button.
Exactly. And we were talking about that earlier with our previous guest, Lamar Tyler. We were talking about that in social media. You know, once you press that send button, it's out there. You can't take it back. You know, people have deleted things that they've sent.
There.
But you could try, but it's out there. I mean, it gets out there. Now, George, if you could just hold on a minute, we're going to go ahead and go to our phone lines. We have Kevin calling in from New Jersey, and he has something to say about our conversation this morning. Good morning, Kevin. You're live in the air with Praise.
Good morning. How you doing, Marcus? I love your show.
Thank you.
I just proposed to my girlfriend 2 months ago on her birthday.
Oh, congratulations. And she said yes?
Thank you. And I love your show so much. And I'm all about marriage. All about, you know, the covenant of God. And what you're saying, not only in social media, certain things are supposed to be left private between a husband and a wife. Some things you don't go beyond the boundaries. Not only disrespecting you disrespecting that person who you're with.
Sure, sure. Well, let me ask you this, Kevin. So you proposed to your girlfriend. Obviously, she said yes. You're about to get married. You and your fiancé, have you had a conversation yet about what you will allow and won't allow?
We had a straight up conversation, and my fiance, I think she's a private person too. She don't let her family know what's going on. I don't let my family know what's going on. My family, they tried to get it, but I nipped that in the bud right then and there. What goes on between me and my fiance is between me and my fiance.
Okay, all right.
And that's one that I don't tolerate.
Sure, you believe that you should keep things private.
Sometimes you gotta know when you got. Some people allow stuff. A lot of gossiping. Like that's how it messes marriage up. Then you got chaos. Not only in the social media, outside in some of the churches too.
Sure.
That's why you gotta know where the boundaries lie.
Okay. Well, that's great, Kevin. Now hold on 1 second. I want George James, who deals with this so much, right? He's a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Right.
George, what advice do you have for Kevin? He's about to get married. He says both he and his fiancée are very private. There are some things they don't even share with family. How do they maintain that and make sure that they don't get into trouble by putting things online, posting things, or even sharing things with others that perhaps are inappropriate?
You know, first of all, Kevin, congratulations on getting married and the proposal. I think it's really important what you've done, and to continue that is to communicate about what it is that you and your wife-to-be want and don't want. So it even means getting down to the specifics. Do we want, we're out at a barbecue, somebody takes a picture, what do we want that picture to do? Do we want that to go on Facebook? Are we willing to talk to our friends? Do we want that picture to end up on Instagram? Are we willing to say, please don't post this? You know, it's to be able to talk about the specifics with each other, set the boundaries with each other, and to be able to let other people know where your boundary is. Because if you don't let other people know, they will eventually cross the boundary, which will then can cause some conflict between you and your future wife. So
make sure, George,
that you continue to be specific about the details about what is okay versus what's not okay, because that's where I see a lot of people get in trouble.
And you know what? I think that's excellent because, you know, sometimes pictures are taken in family gatherings, and you're like, I don't like that picture. You know, especially women, a lot of times they're like, I don't want that picture of me. That picture makes me look fat, or that picture, I just look really, you know, my mouth was open with food in my mouth. I don't want that. Now, I'm like that too, but I think that it's important to even have those conversations where you don't want to post a picture of your wife or, you know, your wife to be, and she's like, what were you thinking? Like, why would you post that? I just woke up. You don't put that on, you know. And
yeah,
I think having
right.
those conversations are really important as well.
Well, I tell you this, I do post pictures, but I don't post pictures of my fiance waking up. I post things at Gavin's.
Well, you shouldn't have that, Kevin. You're not married yet, so you shouldn't have a picture of your fiance. But that's another conversation, right?
No, I do have pictures. I do have some pictures of me and her together at Facebook.
Okay.
But not certain. You know what I'm saying? I don't have certain pictures on there.
Sure.
Because she shares my Facebook page. And,
okay.
Well,
Kevin, once again, we say congratulations. Thank you so much. And I think what George advised you on is very good, too. Just make sure you have those conversations of what boundaries you will have with social media.
Yes.
So, and, Kevin, once again, congratulations and have a blessed day.
And same to you, Marcos.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to another phone call here from Charlotte. It's CM is calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. All right. Good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Marcos. I'm actually a family law attorney in Charlotte.
Okay, great.
I always tell my clients, if you would not show it to your mom, your employer, or a judge, do not put it on social media.
All right. Say that again. If you don't show it to your mom, to your family, or a judge. I love that part.
Yes. Or your employer.
If you do not
show that to them, do not put it on social media, because employers check social media and attorneys recheck social media, because we use those things in court all the time.
So what are some of those things that people have later posted and later had regret? Like, I don't know if there's such a thing as, you know, posting regret, but, you know, someone go ahead and they posted something and now it's, you know, it's admissible in court. Like, what are some of those things so that our listening audience could be aware of?
I'll tell you this, specifically because I do family law, anything involving your children, if you were out partying and drinking and your children were in your care, I can use that in a custody case.
Wow.
If you are having an affair, in North Carolina, we have a law called alienation of affection. If you're having affairs and you're, you know, posting to your sweetie who is not your spouse, I can use that, and not only, you know, in a divorce proceeding, which honestly I don't even do divorce because I like to keep marriages together.
Amen.
But in alienation of affection, if you are the other person, the other woman, the other man, you can get sued in North Carolina for posting these affections to someone who was married.
Wow.
And so those are the things that you need to be aware of. And plus, it's social media. That means it's really public, because people take screenshots of what you say. You may have private filters on there, privacy filters.
Sure.
But if they can screenshot what you've said, it's there, and they can post it elsewhere. And, you know, those are things you have to be aware of. And
wow.
It could be something harmless, but what looks harmless to you and what your intent was may not go over well with other people.
And that's the thing, right? Where people think it might be harmless, like you said, you're partying. You know, this is a Christian show, but we keep it real. Sometimes people do some really stupid things, and they're there, they're hanging out at a bar, and you see the kids in the background, and that's admissible in court. We didn't even know that. That's important. But also, I appreciate what you said about the alienation of affection and how you could even be sued in North Carolina. I don't know about in some other states, but that's very, very good information. So, again, you got to be careful what you post online, because it can have some serious consequences on your life.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, CM, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling us, and we appreciate you listening as well.
All right. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. You too. All right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and with us as a special guest is George James, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist. We're talking about beyond social media, what exactly is appropriate or inappropriate. We want to hear from you. So give us a call at 855-454-5905. We have a few minutes left, so go ahead and call us, 855-454-5905. Now, George, before we got on, before our last break, you and I had a brief conversation, and we were saying how so many times we hear the negative of what takes place when people post things online that are inappropriate. Are there some positives? Are there some things that we can share that people should do and post on social media that would actually enrich and encourage their relationship?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of things. So, for instance, Kevin, who called in recently, just got engaged. He puts up his engagement photos that he and his fiance are now engaged. He gets people who are liking it. He gets comments. And that feels good for a couple. It feels like it's reinforcing their message that they want to get married. People approve of it. They feel good about it. There could even be a couple where they're in a situation where we're looking for a good couples group or a couples ministry. They happen to be on one of the social media sites and they hear about it. They could be on social media where one of their friends posts something about a retreat or a concert or a conference that could help their relationship. So there are different things in terms of gathering information that could be helpful, being able to post positive things, and even ask your friends or your social media network about things you might need for your relationship. Those can be the positive things.
Well, I think even in our own social media site, our Marriage Beyond the Vows, on our Facebook page, we have, you know, we monitor it, right? So if someone tries to get, like, really rant or they put something inappropriate, you know, we delete it or we correct them. We were saying, listen, don't do that. Sometimes people get into, you know, disputes, matters of opinion, and that's not right, that's not wrong. You know, that's not profitable, it's not beneficial, it doesn't build up. And the Bible talks about that. It talks about our speech, right, that you should not say things that are not beneficial for building others up. However, that plays a part with social media. But I think anything that you can use or say that would encourage or inspire others, even if it's a testimony, I think is so good to be able to post that online. I know my wife gets so encouraged without me telling her. She's my Facebook friend, by the way.
I
hope so. Well, we were talking to Lamar Tyler. He was talking about this one situation where one of his staff writers was saying he couldn't have his wife as a Facebook friend because she was posting things that was causing challenges in the relationship. So that's another story, right? But the reality is, you know, we should have that closeness, that relationship, where we trust one another. And so sometimes I'll just post, like, really encouraging things about my wife. Like, man, I have an amazing wife. Even something simple like, man, my wife can throw down and she can cook the best meal and I'm loving it. You know, even that encourages her. You know, other times I'm just, you know, a picture of us going out for an anniversary or just saying, you know, happy anniversary, honey, I love you. Can't believe it's been this long. You know, can't wait to spend some time with you later. You know, stuff like that. However, there is like a boundary. You know, we have it where we're not going to post some really intimate things. Like, right, honey, I can't wait till you come home. I'm waiting for you in my nightgown, that kind of stuff. It's like, no, that you use a text message for that, or you call, or you use an old-fashioned note, but you don't put that on social media.
Right, and that's not the appropriate place. And, you know, even for my wife and I, there are many things before I post it, we check in with each other.
Mm,
you know,
that's
because
good.
That's our way of making sure that the two of us agree about whatever we're doing. And so I wanted to make sure that we're on the same page and that she's not caught off guard, because that's what I see happen to a lot of people and a lot of couples that come in to see me. One of the struggles that they have, what they go through, is they find out stuff about their partner that they did not know about because of a post he or she made on some type of social media. And that's the part that really now raises red flags, brings concerns, breaks down trust.
Absolutely.
There's stuff they don't know about each other.
And, you know, that's true. And that we didn't even think about that. But, you know, you have a tough day at work or you get laid off and you let the world know before you let your spouse know. That can bring a lot of issues, a lot of problems. Now, George, we're going to go ahead and go to Venetia, who's calling in from the Philadelphia area. Venetia, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Now, you sound a little young and you said something about your dad posting something. How old are you, Venetia?
I'm 28 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're saying that your dad is posting some things that are, I guess, making you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My parents have been separated for quite a while, and my dad has a girlfriend in which we don't really deal with, me and my siblings.
Okay.
I'm the oldest out of three. We've asked for divorce numerous times and for my parents to separate and things of that nature. But there has no papers that have been filed or anything like that. But he continues to put things on social media network that are upsetting to me and my siblings. And we've asked him time and time again, you know, you're our dad. Like, I don't have a social media network where they see me being intoxicated or philandering with a man or anything of that nature. I think that you're almost 50 years old and you should be a leader to my brother who's 19 years old.
Sure.
This is is not to me. And then he has two girls. So what do we look for in a man if our father is doing these things that are very hurtful and extremely disrespectful to my mother? If my mother is dating, we have nothing about her. We know nothing about what's going on, but yet my dad is like throwing this in our face through social media.
Wow.
And we constantly are getting into fights, arguments, we're crying. It's a mess.
Sure, sure. So I mean, Venetia, it's almost like he's flaunting his sin.
Yes.
I mean, he's not,
yes.
He's still married.
Yes.
This is so hurtful. So let's hear from George James, who's on the line with us, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist. George, what do you think about that? So here's the father is the one. Now, he has adult children, but still, you know, it hurts at any age when you see your parents go through something, and especially now, which is something I would say is fairly new, right? Years ago, when parents or, you know, couples got divorced, they weren't flaunting all of their issues on social media, and they didn't have their children being their Facebook friends. So how do you deal with that today in terms of what Venetia is sharing?
Yeah, it's a very tough and difficult situation. I think as his daughter, there were going to be some struggles just dealing with this change and continuous change between your parents. But now to constantly see it, almost like it brings it up over and over again. It's one thing if you think like, okay, my dad is dating and mom and dad are over, or it's not going well, or the separation is getting ugly. But now you see over and over again, and for anyone, that can be traumatic and hurtful, and it's something that you hope is not there. But then the other part is that his character and the way that he's showing it is not what you want to see in your father, and that sounds like what's also very difficult.
Absolutely.
The difficult part about that is that you can't necessarily change him other than trying to have some conversations about how he's come across. I think about the previous caller, one of the previous callers who was a lawyer. This type of stuff can also impact his case if it does really get to that place. I mean, obviously, there's not custody, so there might not be those types of issues, but it could be other issues that come up legally. So that might help him to think about, okay, maybe you don't need to make these posts, or even how much of an impact it is to you personally, being able to say that really hurts and it affects, and every time you see it, it brings up more issues and so forth. And sometimes people are willing to make the issue. And that's really the other difficulty about social media, is that you hope that the other party is as responsible or thoughtful mm-hmm. as you are, and
sure.
sometimes they're not.
And, you know, I have a passage that I want to share, and this is for something, Venetia, for something that maybe you and your siblings should consider, especially when you're really trying to guard your heart, because, you know, that is your father. You don't want to think of him a certain way. It leaves this bitterness, this bitter taste in your mouth. And it could affect your relationship with God, you know, because then you're like, man, how do I, I'm praying about this and I'm praying about my parents. And then you see this kind of stuff. And in Proverbs 4, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And, you know, it might be best for your heart, at least for now, until all this is over, for you to unfriend your father. To not have him there, because it's too painful. You know, it's...
Yeah.
And you might have to, Venetia. And that's something for you to consider. We're not going to tell you what to do in this case. But it's obvious that you're hurting because of this. And to see it... And, you know, you have to guard your heart.
Yes.
And you might have to say, Dad, I'm sorry, but I can't... I'm not even going to follow you on Facebook because I can't stand what you're doing. And you're flaunting it. It's hurting us. And you've already had that conversation with him. He won't stop. I think it's time to just have those boundaries and say, you know, I can't be connected to my own father on social media, at least for now. Maybe later he'll come to his senses and your relationship will be different. But right now, it seems like it's doing more harm than good.
Thank you.
No, Venetia, you're welcome. We'll be praying for you. I think it is a tough situation. But make sure you in guarding your heart, like, don't also deliberately go and start looking at pictures that you know are going to hurt you. With him and this
Absolutely.
Other woman. So just make sure, you know, protect your heart. You know he's out there. You need to be praying for him spiritually, because he's in sin. I mean, he's still married. He's dating. That's not right in the eyes of God as well.
Right.
All right. Well, Vanessa, thank you. We appreciate you sharing this with us, and be strong.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you. All right. We're going to continue on here. We go on to line three where Rosa Irides is sharing, is calling in from the Philadelphia area. And she's saying that social media has gotten out of control. Rosa Irides, what are you saying? What do you mean by that? That social media has gotten out of control?
Well, I believe that when he first developed Facebook, he really developed Facebook with the intentions of people being able to stay in touch with each other. Or way, another format to communicate.
You're talking about Zuckerberg?
You know, you have family members who live abroad, so you can't get to see them often, and, you know, a way of sharing with them, you know, if they miss a family reunion or for college kids to stay in touch with each other, and family members who are distant.
Sure. But, well, if you're, are you, you know, referring to Facebook?
You're speaking on today.
Sure.
You know, brings that to light, that look at how crazy it's gotten there. Are people stalking each other on Facebook? Marriages are ending on Facebook. Relationships are in shambles on Facebook because of jealousy, the stalking. You know, who is she? Who is he?
I got you.
People just
now, Rosa.
People on their page who really shouldn't be there. I believe I'm very adamant about marriage and marriage vows. So,
but
I'm not married. I'm single.
Okay, well, Rosa, let me ask you a couple of things because it sounds like you're referring to Facebook. There are other social media sites, but you know, you mentioned how I think you were referring to Zuckerberg when he first started Facebook. He actually just started it for a group of campus students to be able to stay connected, and now it's developed into so much more. What we haven't talked about too is how people are starting to have, you know, kind of virtual affairs. Where they're posting pictures of themselves and sharing that online or chatting, you know, explicit chats, things of some nature that they shouldn't be talking about even over the phone. But now they're doing this in a virtual sense. And so we have George James, who is a licensed therapist. What do you think about that? What Rosa just said in terms of social media has gotten out of control. Is it the social media that's out of control or are people out of control? And the social media is just an outlet for them to be able to engage in that type of behavior.
Well, social media has grown. I mean, I think I just saw recently, specifically Facebook, their shares have, you know, skyrocketed. So it's continuing to grow. And I think it's how we deal and how we use social media has gotten out of control, that we've lost a sense of boundaries, a sense of appropriateness. One of the things I see most particular with my clients is that if there is already an issue in your relationship, existing in your relationship, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, any of these things can enhance it to an inappropriate place. So if you're already struggling with trust, having inappropriate conversations in social media is going to make it even worse.
Absolutely.
And I think people go to that, whether they're seeking comfort, whether they want some more attention, and then it makes their relationship even worse because of the choices that they're making. And I think social media gives people lots of options, and sometimes we don't know how to make good choices. You know, the thought, and actually scripture that was in my head, is don't let your good be evil spoken of. And there are a few clients that I work with where they really don't even know what they're doing. It's not intentional, the flirting that happens or the inappropriate relationship. Before you know it, it now turns into a full-blown situation, and they're caught up and don't know what to do about it.
Well, you know what's interesting? Something that I've had to do, and I let my wife know, is, you know, I have a lot of followers and I have a lot of friends. You know, the Facebook calls them friends, but some of them I don't even know. They're just friends through the radio show. And sometimes people post things that are inappropriate or pictures that are inappropriate. And I have to say, listen, I can't have this as this person as a friend. And it's happened with, you know, like younger girls that maybe they were teenagers at one time and now they're young women. And they were, you know, their parents went to our church and then they went astray and now they're out of control. And my wife is like, listen, this person's out of control. We can't have them as our Facebook friend. It's unfortunate, but they're just living this wild life, you know, posting tattoos in areas of their bodies and they're posting that online. And it's like, it's just weird. You know, it's so inappropriate. But my wife and I have this openness where we share, like, listen, this person is not going to be my Facebook friend. Even if I'm not tempted, it's just, it's not something that I want to reflect who I am on,
right,
on Facebook.
Right.
You know, so, you know, or even people who are just saying things, you know, vulgar language. I've had, you know, friends that I grew up with who are not Christians, and sometimes they start ranting and they start, you know, just bleep this, bleep that, bleep that. And we're like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to defriend them or unfriend them because it's not reflective of who I am and what I stand for.
Right. You know, and Marcos, I've noticed that as well. And I would delete the people as well. But before I delete them, I give them an opportunity to straighten themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
So I will message them first and let them know, listen, I'm a Christian. I don't condone that type of behavior, language, or even the types of photos that you have on your page, because I have a lot of friends who are in ministry,
sure,
on my page, and it does reflect on me. Even if I'm trying to be the light to that person to try to find a way to bring Christ into their life.
Sure.
So if they don't stop, then I will message them. I've had a lot of people actually apologize, and because they wanted to remain friends, would change their pictures.
Oh, that's great.
Stop.
That's great.
You know, so
now, quick question, Rosa. So, do you private message them or do you make that public and blow it up?
I private message them and let them know because I don't want to embarrass them.
Sure.
Bring that on their page so everyone else can see. That's, I believe, inappropriate. So, I would private message them and say, you know, I don't condone that type of behavior. And, you know, I'm in ministry, so I cannot have that on my page.
Amen.
You know, and your main page pops up when you make a comment.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, if it's of a nude woman, then I can't. I have to delete you. And I give them the opportunity, and I explain why, to give them, you know, the option, whether they want to stay or whether they want to go.
Okay. Well, Rosa, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in this morning and getting in on the conversation.
You're welcome. You
have a blessed day.
Rest
you too.
Day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye, Neil.
All right, we have about one more minute here, and we just want to give George James, our licensed and marriage and family therapist, an opportunity to say some last words here. Is there any advice you want to give to our fellow listeners about what to post or what not to post on social media sites?
Yeah, I think it goes, once again, it comes to ground rules. Once there is secrecy with your social media, that can bring up some issues. Once you know you're deliberately doing things that you don't want your wife or husband to know, or if they were to see it, you would feel some type of way, then you've probably already crossed the boundary.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, once again, that's the important part, is that are you honoring your relationship even when your partner is not looking?
Wow.
And that's where a lot of people kind of cross the lines with social media. And so I would encourage people to do that. I also encourage people to be aware of jealousy.
Yes.
There's some people who become jealous through social media when it's really just a friend. It's really just casual. And that's now something they need to really go to God about and work through on their own.
That's
true. They're making jealousy create issues and problems in their relationship where there really isn't an issue with their partner and someone else.
Well, I think what you said earlier is so, so key, is that a lot of times social media just kind of enhances what's already happening in the marriage. So if there's a lack of trust, there's just a way for it to escalate through social media. So we got to be careful and wise in so many ways. Now, George, before you go, is there a website or a Facebook page that people can find you on and get more information about what you do?
Yeah, people can reach me on Twitter. My Twitter name is @GeorgeTalksLLC. They can reach me in my office, which is 215-382-6680, extension 4128.
And this is your office where you're with the Council for Relationships, correct?
Council for Relationships, where I practice. And they can also reach me on the web at georgetalks.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And for us, of course, you can always go to our websites. You can go to praisephilly.com. Look for me, Marcos Mercado. Or you can go to praisecharlotte.com. Do the same. Look for me, Marcos Mercado, Marriage Beyond the Vows. And you could also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, where you look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. Have a amazing and blessed time. We thank you so much for listening and for all those who called in. A special thank you to our producers, Ron Holland and Larry Fowler, down in Charlotte and here in Philadelphia. And for everyone else, George James and our previous guest, Lamar Tyler, we want to say thank you so much. It's been a blessing and an encouragement to so many. Everyone else, we'll see you next week. We'll be at 8 to 10 a.m. here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We'll see you and talk to you next week.